by. Today we're in beautiful Hiwassee, Georgia at Blazing Scoops Ice Cream Shop. We're lucky enough to have the owners. The real owner is our man Blaze here, and then Tanner and Chelsea. We're looking forward to some good ice cream.
We thank you for coming today.
Appreciate you coming today.
Well, I'm excited. When did y'all open?
October of 2020, this past year.
What inspired you to open an ice cream shop?
This has actually been a dream of ours for many years. It just hasn't been able to work and happen until we prayed more about it and we just kind of released it. And God provided and made a way in the summer. So we started about June or July, and we were working for 4 or 5 months before we even opened.
Right.
To get it ready.
Well, tell me, what is folks' favorite flavor? Is there most popular, or maybe your top two or three?
Well, we've got some of those out actually right here. One's the Little Blue Panda.
Blue Panda.
This one right here is our strawberry cheesecake.
Right.
And then this right here is a salted caramel brownie, which is also a new one we just got in. It seems to be a real favorite. And then, of course, the kids' favorite, the cotton candy.
All right. What all do y'all serve besides scoops of ice cream? What all other ice cream do you serve?
We also serve like a lighter side. So we have some that are lactose intolerant. So we provide dairy, so like rainbow sherbet and raspberry sherbet.
Okay, but besides scoops, I saw banana splits.
Yes, we have banana splits, milkshakes, and on our banana splits and milkshakes, we don't do them traditional. We do any flavor that we have, and we have about 24 to 25 flavors.
They get to create it themselves.
Okay. Create your own. We do sundaes of any flavor as well.
All right, very good. It looks like Blaze is ready to start some ice cream.
Is.
Blaze, are you ready there? What looks good to you? Are you ready for some ice cream?
You ready? He says, I'm ready.
Something here, buddy.
Now, what kinds are you trying there?
Right here, we've got our cotton candy, which is some of the kids' favorite.
He wants his own spoon.
Try your own?
Oh, he's the boss.
Okay, you ready?
I may not want that one.
Are you ready?
Oh, that looks pretty good. Is that pretty good, Blaze?
That's some good cotton candy. He wants
nachos
and cheese too.
Alright, tell me about this one again.
That is the Little Blue Panda. It has a sugar cookie and also some cookies and cream. So it's like a mixture of two different ones that we have basically.
And this is
Strawberry cheesecake, which actually has strawberry cheesecake in actual cheesecake chunks inside of it.
Alright, I gotta try a little bite of that.
No.
You want more?
Well, that's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, they're real strawberries.
Yes.
That is very good.
It does. And then this one right here is our salted caramel brownie. It's another crowd favorite there that we just recently got.
You may not get this one. Somebody stole it.
Okay, now what is this one? Is the salted
caramel brownie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
You have a sweet, but you also have a salty.
Saltiness to it, too.
That's good, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of our new ones that we just recently got in. That's a big favorite, along with the Little Blue Panda.
All right, I got
to
try it.
Yeah,
this one intimidates me a little.
Don't let the color scare you. We have more adults eat that than we do children.
It's sugar cookies, and then it has the blue dye.
All right.
And then it has cream. You have
not
a crunch
bad,
to it.
Yeah. Yep, I got the crunch.
You feel the crunch.
I'm not a big sweet guy, but ice cream is my weakness.
It's ours too. Yeah. Late at night time, even after we've closed.
Well, we almost worked hard because if I owned an ice cream store, I wouldn't fit through your front door. It looks good.
Thank you.
It looks good. Tell me a little about your customers. The ones I saw earlier, I got here a little early. I love watching the kids come in. There were two little kids, and they were just bouncing up and down.
Yes. We have customers of all ages. We have, you know, the older folks, then of course the kids. Kids bringing their parents in after school.
I'm a teacher, so I tell kids all the time about it, and parents in the line are saying, well, we're going to your ice cream shop today, because they've all found out about it, but the parents love it just as much as the kids.
Yes, oh, sir.
That's exciting. So I noticed upstairs you have a loft. What do y'all do up there?
We rent it out for different parties or events. So for the most part, we've had birthday parties, but we've also had baby showers and wedding showers that have wanted to also have it up there. So we try to let them know that it's not just for birthdays. We've had it for birthdays, baby showers, wedding showers that have asked. We've also want people to know that you can have meetings up there, like business meetings. We've actually had youth groups from churches come, like at nighttime, like on Wednesday nights.
Sure.
So we really just want to really push that and let everybody know that it's not just for birthday parties.
Now, if someone, say, in here for ice cream, I'm noticing your menu, you've got nachos, hot dogs, other items also.
Yes, we do. And that is also something we put in with the loft. We give them options if they would like to. We have options where they get specials. So where you can add in hot dogs, nachos, and cheese, or any of the ice cream.
Well, I see chili dog on the menu.
Yes.
That's one of my weaknesses.
You have chili and a slaw dog.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Folks, I really appreciate you having us out today. This was special. I enjoyed the ice cream, and I will definitely be back. Thanks.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you having us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank y'all.